I'd like for you to open your Bibles to two portions of Scripture. First, you can turn to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 12. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 12. And then put a marker there in Mark, chapter 12. And then turn to Galatians, chapter 5. So Mark, chapter 12. And then Galatians, chapter 5. I want to speak with you today about Christian freedom. Christian freedom. I want us to read first Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. And I'm going to read it from the Modern English Version first. And it says it this way. It says, "For freedom Christ freed us." So it says, "Stand fast, therefore, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." And I'm going to read it in a different version just to hear it differently. I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. And so it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And then do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage."
Por lo tanto, manténgase firmes y no se someta nuevamente al yugo de la esclavitud.
And the Modern English Version says again, "For freedom Christ freed us."
Y dice, porque la libertad nos da libertad.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would help me to share your word appropriately this morning. I pray that you would teach us from your word and that, Lord, we would hear the voice of your Spirit as you instruct us, as you speak to our hearts today. I pray that, Lord, you would help us to be a people that live in freedom, that we don't live in bondage and feel like we have to do a bunch of do's and don'ts, but you would show us true Christian freedom today. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen and amen. Many Christians in the church world today are either living in extreme freedom or they're in bondage. There are some people who don't know how to live for God. And there's a lot of people that don't attend church because they feel that it's just a bunch of rules. Don't do this and don't do that. Or it's too much of do this and do that. But I'm here to tell you that your Christianity is to be one of freedom. You don't have to be in bondage. You can live free. For you see, when Jesus died for you and me on the cross, he died to set us free. And so because we have been freed, we need to stand fast in that freedom. Your Christian experience can be one of joy. You don't have to be bound. You don't have to be walking around with your head hung low. God wants to set you and I free so that we can square our shoulders and hold our heads high. It is wonderful to serve the Lord. I'm happy to be a Christian. He gives true and lasting joy. And he wants to set us free to have this kind of life in and of himself. And so I want to speak with you about something that will set you free.
Quiero hablarte de algo que te va a libertar.
I want you to turn to Mark 12. You should have that page marked in your Bible now.
Quiero que voltees al libro de Marcos.
And I want to read a story of what happened to Jesus.
Ahí en el capítulo 12 te voy a leer una historia de lo que pasó ahí con Jesús.
And what Jesus says here is for you and me.
Y lo que Jesús dice aquí es para ti y para mí.
Beginning to read at verse 28.
Ahí en el versículo 28.
We read of a situation that happens with Jesus.
Leemos de una situación que pasó con Jesús.
And it says this.
Dice así.
It says, then one of the scribes,
dice, y uno de los maestros,
and having heard them reasoning together,
de la ley de acerca de y los oyó discutiendo,
perceiving that he had answered them well,
al verlo bien, que Jesús les había contestado,
he asked him, which is the first commandment of all?
Le preguntó, de todos los mandamientos, ¿cuál es el más importante?
Another way to say it is, what's the greatest commandment of all?
En otras palabras, ¿cuál era el mandamiento más importante de todos?
For you see, Jesus has been dealing with these religious people.
Jesús estaba teniendo problemas con estas personas religiosas.
Some of those religious groups taught,
una de esas personas religiosas enseñaban,
they said that there is no resurrection from the dead.
Que no había resurrección después de morir.
They also taught that there are no angels.
Otros también decían que no había ángeles.
And so Jesus has just dealt with that group.
So Jesús estaba lidiando con estas religiones.
And he showed them that he's the God of the living, not of the dead.
Y con estos grupos, y él enseñó que era el rey de
of the living. In other words, when a person dies, their body is dead in the grave.
En otras palabras, cuando una persona muere, su cuerpo está ahí.
But they are alive presently.
Pero ellos están vivos presentes.
And so he, in essence, said there is a resurrection.
En otras palabras, sí hay resurrección.
And so one of these leaders saw Jesus answered them well.
So uno de los líderes de este grupo le preguntó a Jesús.
So then he asked them, what's the greatest commandment? And so Jesus answers him in verse
29.
And he says, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
El más importante es, oye Israel, el Señor nuestro Dios es el único Señor.
And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment.
Y Jesús contestó, ama al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, con toda tu alma, con toda tu mente y con todas tus fuerzas.
And then he said, the second is just like it.
Y luego dijo que el segundo es así como el primero.
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Ama a tu prójimo como a ti mismo.
And he said, there's no other commandment greater than these.
Dijo que no hay otro mandamiento más importante que estos.
He responds and tells that individual,
él respondió y le dijo así a este líder,
that there is a God.
Que hay un Dios.
Only one God.
Solamente un Dios.
There's not thousands or millions of them.
No hay ni 10,000.
There's only one, and you need to love him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Es solamente uno, y tienes que amarlo con todo tu corazón, toda tu fuerza y toda tu mente.
But along with that, you must love your neighbor as yourself.
Pero así mismo tienes que amar a tu vecino como a ti mismo.
He said these two commands are equal.
Él dijo que estos dos mandamientos son iguales.
To love God and to love your neighbor are the same.
Amar a Dios y amar a tu prójimo es lo mismo.
How does one really know they have a love for God?
Pero cómo uno sabe que tiene el amor por Dios?
But that they display it in their love for one another.
Pero que así mismo ellos enseñen el amor por su prójimo.
So the scribe, this leader, responds.
So este líder respondió.
And he said, well said, teacher.
Muy bien dicho, maestro.
You have spoken the truth, for there is one God and there is no other but He.
Tienes razón al decir que Dios es uno solo y que no hay otro fuera de él.
And to love Him with all the heart, all the understanding, all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.
Y amarlo con todo el corazón. Y amarlo con todo el corazón, con todo el entendimiento y con todas las fuerzas, y amarlo al prójimo como a un mismo, es más importante que todos los holocaustos y los sacrificios.
That's a powerful statement.
Es un testimonio muy fuerte.
And Jesus responds to him.
Y Jesús le respondió a él.
And he says, he saw, it says, now when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him,
y al ver que Jesús había respondido con inteligencia, le dijo,
you're not far from the kingdom of God.
Que no estás lejos del reino de Dios.
This scribe or this leader responds and says, you're right, Jesus.
Este líder le después de que Jesús le contestó, él le dijo que él estaba bien.
He said there is only one God.
Que estaba bien que lo que había dicho, que solamente había un Dios.
And to love him with all of our heart, mind, soul and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves is more important than all of the sacrifices that can be offered in sacrifice.
Y que amarlo a Dios con todas tus fuerzas, todo tu corazón y toda tu mente. Asimismo, a su prójimo, es el holocausto más importante.
It's more important than all the sacrifices.
Que es más importante que todos los sacrificios.
To love God and to love our neighbor is more important than all those sacrifices.
Amar a Dios y amar a tu prójimo es lo más importante que todo lo que hagas.
God isn't looking for your and my works.
Dios no está buscando lo que tú hagas por trabajo.
Don't misunderstand me.
No me malinterpretes.
Because when you love God with all of your heart,
porque cuando tú amas a Dios con todo tu corazón,
and you're loving your neighbor as yourself,
y tú amas a tu prójimo como a ti mismo,
you will do works.
Tú vas a hacer trabajos para Dios.
But God isn't looking for your and my work so as to please God with what I can do for Him.
Pero Dios no está haciendo lo que tú hagas por Él para que tú te sientas que Él está agradecido contigo.
He wants you.
Él te quiere a ti.
He doesn't want our works.
Él no quiere tu trabajo.
He wants us.
Él te quiere a ti, a nosotros, a mí.
And when we love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we will love our neighbor as ourselves.
Y cuando amamos a Dios con todo nuestro corazón, toda nuestra mente y toda nuestra fuerza, Él así nos ama igualmente.
Many of the religious leaders of that day,
muchos de los religiosos, líderes religiosos de ese tiempo,
even many religious leaders in Jerusalem today,
y asimismo muchos líderes religiosos
in today,
in Israel, hoy en este día,
they have a lot of good works,
hacen muchos trabajos para Dios,
but their hearts are far from God,
pero sus corazones están muy, muy lejos de Dios.
In many ways, sometimes these religious leaders would display their relationship with God, if you will.
En muchas ocasiones, los religiosos se iluminan, se hacen grandes para demostrar lo que ellos sienten por Dios.
In the Old Testament, it says, inscribe the law in your minds.
En el Testamento Antiguo dice que tienes que poner tus escrituras en tu mente.
And you know what they did? They made these little wood boxes with straps. And they put little scriptures inside that box. And they wear that box on their foreheads. See, they totally missed what God was getting at.
No están tomando la palabra correcta como Jesús está diciendo.
He wants His word in their minds.
Dios quiere esas palabras en tu mente.
Not to be worn on their foreheads, literally.
No que te lo pongas aquí enfrente, literalmente.
And they would feel like that's impressing God.
Y ellos creen y sienten que están impresionando a Dios.
I pray out loud in front of people.
Yo estoy orando fuerte delante de la gente.
I do all kinds of good works.
Hago muchos trabajos buenos.
And when I do those good works, I let everybody know I did them.
Y cuando hago trabajos buenos, le digo a la gente lo que estoy haciendo.
And they thought because they're receiving praise of man, they were receiving praise from God.
Ellos sienten que porque se sienten bien con lo que las personas le dicen que se sienten están haciendo bien para Dios.
But God isn't impressed with our works.
Pero Dios no está impresionado con nuestro trabajo.
He wants our hearts.
Él quiere nuestros corazones.
I read a statement from Chuck Swindoll.
Yo leí un testamento de Chuck
Swindoll. It's a different last name, it's different. But he said this, and I want to read it for you. When he was young, had just got his driver's license.
Cuando él estaba joven, acababa de agarrar su licencia.
This is what happened.
Y eso es lo que pasó.
He says, my dad gave me the keys.
Mi papá me dio las llaves.
And he says, I tell you what, son.
Y me dijo, te voy a decir algo, hijo.
You can have the car for 2 hours all on your own.
Tú puedes tener el carro por 2 horas tú solo.
You've got freedom.
Tienes libertad.
How wonderful those words sounded.
Esas palabras se oyeron muy lindas.
He had just earned his driver's license.
Acaba de agarrar su licencia.
And he says, I'd been learning to drive for many months.
He estaba aprendiendo a manejar por muchos meses.
And most often,
y recientemente,
it was my dad that sat with me in the passenger seat.
O todos los días era mi papá que se sentaba a un lado conmigo.
And he was giving me tips on how to drive.
Y él me enseñaba cómo manejar.
And he says, my mom, when she came along, she was too busy biting her nails to give advice. He says, the best, though, was when my grandfather took me out. He took me out on his 1939 Ford. And go ahead. Oh, so he says, I'd bump into things and I'd wince, he says. Wreck into things. And he would turn around and say, don't worry.
Y él me decía que no me preocupaba.
He says, I can buy fenders.
Puedo comprar,
fenders, I don't know how you say it in Spanish. Partes, más partes, maybe. But I can't buy more grandsons.
Pero no puedo comprar más nietos.
So his heart raced as I backed out the car of the driveway.
Su corazón se enaltecía cuando yo, reversiaba.
He backed out all by himself.
Me reversiaba solo.
And he thought in his mind.
Y él pensaba en su mente.
He said, if I drive 100 miles an hour,
si manejo a 100 millas por hora,
I'd be able to make it to Galveston and back.
Yo puedo ir a Galveston y para atrás.
This was in Texas.
Eso delante.
He says, I can fly down the Gulf Highway.
Puedo ir volando ahí por la carretera.
I can even run a few lights.
Puedo volar unas luces.
And you know what? He says, when you're a teenager, those are some thoughts that can pass through your mind. So he says, you want to know what I really did?
Pero sabes, ¿quieres saber lo que yo realmente hice?
He says, I drove the speed limit.
Lo manejé a la velocidad correcta.
And I came back home early.
Y vine a la casa temprano.
I had complete freedom.
Tuve libertad completamente.
And total privacy.
Y privacidad.
And yet I didn't go wild.
Y aún así no me volé mucho.
Why?
¿Por qué?
My relationship with my dad and grandfather was so strong that I couldn't betray their trust.
Mi relación con mi padre y con mi abuela era muy fuerte, que no pude traicionar su confianza.
Love, not rules, held me in restraint.
Amor, pero no las reglas, me detuvo a hacer cosas que yo quería hacer.
And he makes this interesting statement.
Pero él hizo este, este palabra interesante.
He says that someone said one time,
él dijo que una vez alguien había dicho,
love God with all of your heart.
Que alguien había dicho que ames a Dios con todo tu corazón.
And then do as you wish.
Y haz lo que tú quieras.
Let's say that again.
Vamos a hacerlo otra vez.
Love God with all of your heart.
Ama a Dios con todo tu corazón.
And then do as you wish.
Y haz lo que tú deseas.
You see, grace is risky.
la gracia es
riesgosa. It's risky. It's like his grandparent or his dad giving him the keys to the car and saying, you can have 2 hours to do whatever you want.
Es como diciendo que su abuelo y su padre le dieron las llaves por 2 horas y le dijeron que podía hacer lo que quisiera en esas 2 horas.
It's complete freedom.
Es libertad completamente.
But the thing is that when you are in relationship,
pero la cosa es de que cuando estás en una relación,
and you're loving God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, the love of God will restrain you.
El amor de Dios te va a detener.
True Christian freedom is found in your relationship with God.
Tu libertad cristiana es en tu relación con Dios.
You can be so intimately acquainted with God,
tú puedes estar íntimamente en amor con Dios,
that you will learn to be sensitive to God. Your sensitivity will be so sensitive that when someone takes the Lord's name in vain around you, it'll cut you like a knife. That when you're watching a television show, when it's inappropriate, you will get up in haste and turn it off. That when everybody else is saying, I'm not going to church today, I love my God so much I can't be but where He is. The love of God in your heart and in your life will begin to direct your steps. God loves you.
Dios te ama.
And He wants to be in relationship with you.
Y él quiere tener una relación contigo.
He doesn't want you to try to do this and do that and do this to please Him.
Él no quiere que tú hagas esto y estas cosas para que tú lo aprecies.
He simply wants you.
Él simplemente quiere a ti.
Draw near to Him.
Que te acerques a Él.
The whole reason for Calvary is so that you and I could come into a relationship with God Almighty. And this can be true in our lives. Love God with all of your heart. And then do as you wish. That is Christian freedom. It's no more someone saying, don't do this and don't do that. Because when you're in love with God, you're going to be in love with His Word. Amen. You're going to love this book. It's going to be like fuel for your car. Like bread to the human body. Like water to the thirsty soul.
Como agua para la alma sediente.
When you love God,
cuando amas a Dios,
you will spend time with Him.
Tú vas a pasar tiempo con Él.
It's not going to be regulated by 15 minutes or half an hour.
No va a estar regulado por tiempo,
it's
minutos o una hora.
It's going to be regulated by your desire to be with Him.
Va a ser regulado por tu deseo de estar con Él.
Sometimes it can be an hour.
A veces puede ser una hora.
Sometimes it'll be 5 minutes.
A veces 5 minutos.
But you have spent that time wholeheartedly with Him.
Pero tú pones ese tiempo con todo tu corazón con Él.
There is no way for a relationship to develop without there to be intimate time together.
No hay manera de que una relación crezca si no hay esa intimidad.
And so when the Word says to love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength,
so cuando la palabra dice que amemos a Dios con todo nuestro corazón, toda nuestra mente y nuestra fuerza,
it's describing that there needs to be a pursuit after God from everything within us.
Está describiendo que tenemos que seguir a Dios con algo dentro de nosotros que sea fuerte.
We can't be half hearted in our relationship with God.
No puede ser mitad y mitad en nuestra relación con Dios.
And you'll be so close to Him,
y tú vas a ser muy cerca de Él,
that you will be sensitive to Him.
Que vas a ser sensible a Él.
We won't be able to lie like we used to.
No vamos a poder mentir como mentíamos antes.
We won't be able to watch what we used to.
No podemos mirar lo que mirábamos antes.
We may not be able to go to some places like we used to.
Or no vamos a poder ir a unos lugares como antes lo hacías.
Because we love God.
Porque amamos a Dios.
You may not be able to play the same video games you used to.
Or ya no vas a poder jugar los mismos videos que jugabas antes.
You may not be able to. What, the sky is the limit. But it's not only what we can't do.
No solamente es lo que no podemos hacer.
You're going to desire to do other things.
Pero vas a tener deseo de hacer otras cosas.
You're going to want to do things that please God.
Vas a querer hacer otras cosas que le agradezcan a Dios.
Because you love Him.
Porque tú lo amas.
You're going to want to go to church.
Vas a querer ir a la iglesia.
Not because you're trying to fill a quota.
No porque tienes que hacerlo.
But because you want to.
Pero porque quieres hacer.
You're not going to read your Bible because, oh, I have to do my devotions today.
Tú no vas a leer la Biblia, no, porque tengas que leerla.
But because there's such a yearning in your heart that you have to read it.
Pero porque vas a tener ese deseo en tu corazón que vas a tener que leerla.
In essence, true Christian freedom.
En esencia, la libertad cristiana.
It's not about regulations.
No es acerca de regulaciones.
It's really about relationship.
Es verdaderamente acerca de la relación con Cristo.
And that relationship with God.
Y esa relación con Dios.
Will develop restraints.
Te va a hacer crecer con
restraints. How did you say restraints? Limitations. Limits. Amen? And it's going to be because you love God.
Yes, porque tú vas a amar a Dios.
I want to follow Him.
Tú vas a querer seguirlo.
I want to please Him.
Vas a querer agradecerle.
I want to do right.
Vas a querer hacerlo bien.
Praise the Lord.
Ama a Dios.
That's what God wants.
Es lo que Dios quiere.
Praise the Lord.
Alaba a Dios.
That's what God wants.
Eso es lo que Dios quiere.
Not all sacrifices.
No, no más sacrificios.
Your heart.
Tu corazón.
And that'll develop into works that will be pleasing to Him.
Y eso se va a crecer en algo que va a agradecer a Dios.
Praise the Lord.
Alaba a Dios.
Let's go ahead and stand.
Vamos a pararnos, por favor.
I want us to pray today.
Quiero que oremos en este día. About